You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
Let's loop back here. The evangelical vote has been on the decline since the late 1980s and certainly did not play as prominent a role in the election of the last Republican president as it did for, say, Ronald Reagan, an era often considered a high watermark for the religious right. The Supreme Court's recent gay marriage decision earlier this year, however, has galvanized the social right as few other issues have in the Texas capital city this weekend. As thousands of politicians and insiders gathered for the Texas Tribune Festival, more than a few Republicans were talking about what they plan to make a priority in the next Texas legislative session. The buzz phrase, as New Braunfels Senator Donna Campbell put it, religious liberty.
I think that we need to make sure that if someone wants to talk about the Lord, that is not suppressed. I believe businesses, if it's a private business, has the right to run their business as they wish and have policies that support their business model and their values. Because people have many options for which where to do business. So one can have their beliefs, but when you start trying to ask me to believe the way you believe, and I'm wrong if I don't, I believe we've crossed the line there.
Senator Campbell is a licensed physician, a staunch opponent of abortion rights, and a favorite bete noire of the left. But as we spoke with Texas political leaders at the Tribune Festival this weekend, what was striking, and perhaps even telling, was that even some longtime Texas conservatives appear deeply concerned about the hardening of the lines, especially in a state where elections are often decided by the primaries. Former Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison is a Republican, and please note, she wasn't just calling out Democrats here.
I think the people on the fringes of both parties, they are controlling primaries, and therefore they have this sort of my way or the highway mentality, which means if you come together and you agree on principles that can be gained with a compromise, that somehow you're not pure and therefore you have trouble in your primary. You know, I have to say, most people are afraid to use the word compromise.
Indeed, the hardening of political arteries has already raised the pressure on Capitol Hill to the point that the House leadership is in disarray over just how tough of a line to take against the Democrats and the president. The sudden resignation of Speaker John Boehner has led to a leadership vacuum and demurrers so far from Wisconsin's Paul Ryan, who's been all but begged to run for speaker.
Right now, I think it's Paul Ryan's decision. I think if Paul's not in the race, I'm certainly interested.
That's Texas Congressman Michael McCaul, who's perhaps best known right now for sounding alarm bells over both Islamic extremism and the vulnerability of the southern border.
Yeah, a lot of people say that that threat is not real, that the drug cartels would not want to work with the terrorists, and I understand that thinking. However, if you look at the latest publication that ISIS put out in Dabiq magazine, they actually talk about smuggling a nuclear device using transnational criminal organizations into the Western Hemisphere and across our southwest border.
During this weekend's Tribune Festival, Ruben Villarreal, a former mayor of Rio Grande City, found himself battling rhetoric about border insecurity.
It's booming. It's thriving. It's safe. The whole idea that the border region is not safe is a creation of fantasy, but it takes effort of law enforcement to make sure that we keep it going, because right now it's been kept together by the hard work of the badges along the border that are resilient and will do whatever it takes.
But among many Democrats at the event, the conversation about such things as badges along the border obscured other discussions about criminal justice. Only a few months after the Texas arrest and jailhouse death of Sandra Bland faded from the national headlines, State Senators Jose Rodriguez and Rodney Ellis may be from opposite sides of Texas, El Paso and Houston, respectively. But at the Texas Tribune Festival, they were trying to form a unified front to push the issue forward.
Now, the problem with the law enforcement issues is that, as you point out, Black Lives Matter, everybody's lives matter, but especially minority lives, because we have borne the brunt of disproportionate incarceration, disproportionate arrests, racial profiling, and that is still a big concern for our communities.
It's a problem that really occurs around the country, and I think it relates to laws we put in place that have led to a tremendous over-incarceration of people in this country, particularly people of color.
We have the full versions of these conversations, including interviews with many other key political leaders from all across the state, at our website, texasstandard.org.